This is Drake Recap, a recap of every sport that happened in the last week in Drake Athletics. Now here is your host, Noah Manderfeld and JD Pellegrino.
Hello everybody and welcome to our first Drake Sports Recap. I'm Noah Manderfeld, Sports Director for the Drake Broadcasting System, and I'm here with JD Pellegrino, the Sports Editor for the Times Delphic, and we're just going to go through the week for Drake Athletics and talk about their men's soccer team, their volleyball team, and the football team for the week of September 3rd. So let's get going, shall we, JD?
Yeah, let's get going. So first, I think that we're going to kick it off with women's volleyball. You know, started out great so far this season, playing phenomenal volleyball. They are now 9-1 as they swept the Sam Houston State Tournament, swept the Holy Cross Invitational, and then this past weekend, they hosted the Hotel Renovo Wildwood Lodge Invitational. How did that go, Noah?
It was good up until that last game, and I think even their head coach, Coach McBroom, he talked about how his players got exhausted. They played Iowa, probably the biggest game they've played so far. Lost that first set 34-32, then lost the second one 25-23, and after that they kind of ran out of gas. But otherwise, it was a pretty good weekend. They improved to 9-1, defeated Eastern Illinois, South Dakota State, and University of Massachusetts Lowell. Didn't even lose a set in those three games. It's impressive.
Right. I think it's pretty important to highlight that they have swept every team they've played in every set except for Holy Cross and the Holy Cross Invitational, where they won 3-1. But they have pretty much been dominating volleyball this season so far. I think looking forward, it is going to be something to watch them coming up. They're going to be playing Miami of Ohio, Texas A&M, and Missouri.
Yeah. And those, I think, playing Kansas too as well in Missouri. Those are going to be big matches. But then once you get into their conference schedule, playing Northern Iowa, a big rival, those are going to be some good games. So for sure they're not out of it. They're still just 10 games into the season, but it's been a good run so far, and I think this volleyball team is going to build on what they've done last year. So let's move into men's soccer. So men's soccer this week played three games, and they went 1-2. They started out the week strong, defeating University of Missouri, Kansas City, 3-0. And then they lost to DePaul in overtime, 2-1. And that one, actually, they were up 1-0 until the 83rd minute when DePaul scored on a penalty kick, and then they won in a golden goal in the 94th minute. And then just today, actually, on September 9th, they lost to Western Michigan 2-1. They are now 3-2 in the season.
I want to go back to the soccer game against DePaul. Yeah, like you said, unfortunately, just came up a little bit short in the end. In both of those games, even, you know, 2-1, that's going to be a tough loss.
Yeah, and especially they started out the season defeating two ranked teams back-to-back. I believe one of them was Butler. And I can't remember what the other one was. Let me pull it up here. It was Butler and then UIC. Those are both impressive victories. I believe it was their first win over a top 10 opponent in a while against Butler. And then to come into these games and lose, it's a little disappointing, but they're still looking pretty good this season.
Right, that was exactly what I was going to say. I think that, you know, their record might be 3-3 or be what it is, but I think that so far this season, Drake Men has played some of the best soccer that they've played in a while.
Yeah, next week, actually, they're going to take on Tulsa, and that's actually the second game of a three-week road trip. They just went to Western Michigan today. Going into Tulsa, they just have one game next week, and then they don't play again for another week. So I think they're going to get a little break after playing, I believe it's four games in 10 days. That's got to be exhausting for them, traveling for two of them. So this men's soccer team looking good so far, but I think we're still trying to find that consistency because their team is quite young. It's quite young.
Right. Imagine being a student athlete, like going, playing all those games in just that short span of days. Like you've got your schoolwork, you've got the traveling, you've got friends. You don't even have time for friends. So, all right. Anyways, moving on to football. So Drake football, you know, week one, supposed to be week one, got canceled due to the weather circumstances. So they headed over to number 14, Montana. What happened in that game, Noah?
Against Montana, they unfortunately lost 48-16. However, it was against a very good Montana team. They were number 14 in the nation, or in FCS. But it was a good game all around. They, in fact, I believe were down by 7 as late as like 4 minutes left in the third quarter. They were able to score a touchdown on a fake punt. And in fact, that actually led Will Warner to the leading rusher for the team. He had a 49-yard run off of that punt. He scored that touchdown. But this game was a lot closer than the score would indicate. When it started to get out of hand was when it was 17-10. Montana scored two touchdowns within 22 seconds at the end of that third quarter. that put them up 31-10. And after that, Drake didn't really have a response. And their defense just got worn out. I believe Montana had something like over 20 minutes of possession time in this game. It was a lot of possession time, 13 minutes in that first half. But it was a game that, you know, Drake turned the ball over six separate times in that one, three interceptions, three fumbles, and it was something that they could not recover from.
Right. I think it is very important to highlight the positives coming out of this game. Like you said, this the game was a lot closer than the score may indicate. You know, quarterback Grant Kramer went 23 for 42, 281, a touchdown and two picks. He outthrew quarterback Dalton Snead of the Montana Grizzlies, beat him by a couple yards there. Might not have thrown as many touchdowns as he would have hoped, but Grant Kramer is always a very strong quarterback. He's always just slinging the ball. He'll always put up somewhere above 250 yards. I would say that this is not one of the worst games he's played, but I would say that this is one of those tougher games. You know, I've been to all the games last season as well, and seeing him struggle like this, it is something, and I think that he'll definitely bounce back. He's a very strong quarterback. So,
yeah, and this is a game, Mar, too. He got sacked seven times. They lost their starting right guard, Zach Clark, as well early in the game. He hurt his leg. He had no time to throw the ball.
Right.
Yeah, so that was a big part of it. But then even you look at the receivers, they had those three returning receivers, McFarland, Devin Cates, and Stephen Duran, and Cates led the team with 80 yards receiving, and Duran with 64 yards. Those receiving cores are going to be huge this season.
I think that the Drake receiving core, they're a mess to be reckoned with. Devin Cates, Stephen Duran, Mitch McFarland, those are three big-time receivers. Last year, they all had great seasons. Stephen Duran and Mitch McFarland might have been two of the better ones statistically last season, but I think that Devin Cates is emerging as one of the top receivers on the team this year so far. You know, Mitch McFarland was coming back this season after an injury last year that ended his season, but I think that so far they are all posing good numbers. They're all playing really well, holding up blocks, catching balls. Playing really well so far this season.
And this is a team, too, and we talked about Kramer earlier. He's a third-year starter, fifth-year senior at this team. He knows how to lead this team, and he's got three returning receivers. This offense, when it gets going, I think can be really good, and it's also led by, I believe, nine returning defensemen. It's an experienced team that put up a good fight against Montana.
I think that this is a personal opinion. I think that they have the potential to beat San Diego and win the PFL this season.
And they host San Diego, too. Later in the season, I believe in November. They traveled to San Diego last year. San Diego, of course, the powerhouse in the PFL. So I'm with you on there, JD. I think they got a good shot. And right. This game, if anything, was an indicator as to the potential of this team because they didn't put up a good fight against a good Montana team.
Yep.
So that's all we got for this week. Of course, next week, Drake will be hosting. They'll be hosting Missouri S&T on Saturday. Of course, 94.1 The Dog. I'll be on the call for that one starting at 12:45. Make sure to look at the articles that JD here is putting out in the Times Delphic. But yeah, tune in next week for our sports recap. Next week, but I appreciate you guys listening to this, and